Our next agendized item is voting precincts. Mr. Strong.
First of all, I want to thank the commissioners for giving me this hearing this morning. And my name is Thomas Strum, and I'd like to just say one thing. A nation of sheep breeds a government of wolves. That's just my little saying for today.
And,
right now.
And thank you for your time. Now for our next order of business.
Okay, I'm here for Rockaway Beach. And there are voting privileges that are being taken away from at the city hall. I had notification. I have my voter identification cards for this year, last year, and the year before last. You want to see them?
Yeah.
And it shows that the election polling place is the city of Rockaway Beach in the city hall, the community center. I looked at the statutes, chapter 115, and I'm specifically going to 115.117, the second paragraph. The election authority determines there is no public building convenient for the polling place in any voting district. The authority shall first attempt to secure and use a privately owned tax-exempt building. And in the event of no such building is available, it may contact for rental a suitable polling place in the district. And this lets me say that Rockaway Beach is a polling place. It is a government building, and it complies with the statutes of the state of Missouri.
You mean the city hall?
City hall.
Okay.
And that would be the community building. The community building has air conditioning, heating, well lit, clean. It has filters in it. We've had many meetings in there, and there's no reason not to continue having them. According to what I heard, the reason why they're changing the polling district is because of sewer smell or sewer gas. So I called the DNR down, and Greg Perkins came down and inspected the building. And he found no sewer gas, no sewer smell, no nothing in the building. So the building's good to go as far as a polling place, so that strikes that one out. If she's using that as a reason to not go in there. There's plenty of room in that building. It's always available. In fact, after this year came out that there was sewer gas in the building, we lost quite a few appointments for renting the building out because people didn't want to go in there for weddings or anything and have sewer gas at their wedding. So we lost revenue on that. If there was a problem with sewers or any gas or anything like that, according to statutes, the voting, section 261 of the Help American Vote Act, made out in 2002, the secretary will give you money to fix it. If I'd have known this back 5 years ago when we went from when she tried to close down the building at that time, I'd have had them pay for all of the work that we did on Rockaway Beach to make it handicap accessible. Now, Rockaway Beach spent all that money out of their own coffers. The citizens of Rockaway Beach paid for it. They didn't have to do that. The money was available to do that back in that year, but we didn't know it. So we have spent considerable amount of money to have that building put into compliance. I feel that the city hall is the main area that keeps the city glued together. Everything else radiates out of city hall. You go to post office, you go to grocery stores or anything else in the community. Everything starts at city hall. And to take it away from there and move it someplace else, to me, it's ludicrous to do that. Why do that? Why spend the money? And where it's going to go to, they're going to have to apply for this grant to have their property updated to ADA, which ours is already in compliance. So that strikes that part down. I just don't see why it's being moved. And neither can a lot of other people down there. And I'd like to just get this here out. I know you can't make a judgment on it, but I just wanted to bring this here out into the general public, and they're listening to it. It's also happened in other different districts, Mincy for one, Walnut Shade, They've mowed them. I don't think she's got the authority to do that, but it was done. And I don't know what they're, what they could do to get their polling back. I'm still going to pursue getting ours back in this city hall into the community building, because that's the right place for it to be. I'm a veteran. I believe in this government. I believe in my county. I believe in my city. And that's probably all I have to say for now. So it didn't take too long.
Let me comment to you.
Okay.
That this is not the real venue that you should be in front of.
The county
commission doesn't have any governance over the election authority, which is the county clerk, regarding elections.
Yeah.
That is a separate responsibility for which an individual is elected to take care of. The one thing that we do have is the ability to either budget dollars or not budget dollars for the office and for the operation of the office and for elections. Mm-hmm. And this county commission is on record, either this year or last year, publicly, I guess it was last year, as stating that we will provide the funding for the precincts that are needed within Taney County.
I meant to mention that because I knew that too. So, you know.
But I would, again, redirect you to the county clerk, and if not the county clerk, the Secretary of State, who is the state elections director.
Okay.
But within the county itself, the election authority for most counties is the county clerk, unless they have an election board that has been created within that county. Mm-hmm. But we've duly noted the comments that you've made, and any comments?
Could I ask one question?
Absolutely.
Does the county clerk have to stay in compliance with the statutes, or could she make her own statutes or make her own opinions on it? Does she have to follow the statutes to the law, to the record, what I'm reading here?
Well, I'm not. Let me restate. I believe that all of us elected officials fall under Missouri statutes.
We take an oath.
And that we, in fact, must adhere to those statutes. Mm-hmm. There are some statutes, obviously, that are interpreted differently by different mm-hmm. people. But I believe all elected officials in the courthouse must adhere to Missouri law. Yes.
Okay. So your recommendation would be to take this to the Secretary of State then, and the governor's office?
First and foremost, you need to talk with your local election authority.
Okay, I have talked to her, and unfortunately, I don't think it's going too far. I'll try again.
As far as whether or not somebody's in compliance, mm-hmm. It would be the state director of elections that could guide you one way or the other. There
okay.
would be my assumption.
Sure. Somebody has to write a grant to bring the other facility up to standards of the ADA, so I could probably talk to them too.
No, I don't know, but what those are not coming directly from the clerk's office. I don't know how that's being handled.
I think it comes from the individuals themselves. They apply for the grant, and then it moves from there. But I'm not sure I did. I'd have to make phone calls, and I could do that.
Under the law that you stated, the Help America's Vote Act,
mm-hmm.
and these dollars that are available, can any of those be applied for in the post sense, if you will? It's already completed. This cost our city this much. We'd love
you mean
to have
like
a
for
grant
for
to replenish the dollars that we expended
to give it back to us?
Make this ADA acceptable for a voting place, or
to give it back to us? You know, I don't know. I'm not mayor anymore. I guess it would be the mayor that would have to apply for that with the
well,
council.
I don't know if it would work. I don't know.
I know at the time it went through our board, and our board approved the amount of money that we put out, which was a sizable amount. It was the same time that Danny was putting in the pavilion. So, you know, we had a lot of progress going on in the city at that time. As it is now, there's quite a bit of things done. It's really looking good.
I've got one statement to make towards that, and and it has been a main topic of discussion as I've campaigned through different areas, and voting precincts come under, and I have to state to them basically what Ron has stated, but mainly from the elderly. If they change voting precincts, they at that point prefer not to go vote. And I have made the statement not to let that hinder them from the freedom that we that we all have to make a choice in who they want in leadership or actions to be taken by the government. And so I understand your concern, and your concern is not only with your presence here today, but among lots of people that are in the Walnut Shade area, the Rockaway Beach area, definitely the Mincy area, and things like that. I think some even on the eastern side, I think Brian Pro Tem's participation. But I just wanted to make that comment that as you step forward here as one individual to speak upon this issue, in a door-to-door campaign, this subject is brought up by many, many people, especially the elderly.
Well, it means a lot when you're riding down the main thoroughfare in a city and you see the flag out there with the sign saying polling today. It reminds a lot of people that they have not an obligation, but they have a right to go in and vote. And if it's not there, they won't go. It's just getting used to doing things a certain way. And in Rockaway Beach, that polling place has been there as long as I know. I think before that, it used to be up at the school until the school was shut down because of mold. And then they combined both wards into one in City Hall. And I understood that, which was no factor for us. We all decided we would all go to City Hall to vote at that time. But the school definitely had a problem with mold, and it still does.
You say so. The school. What had become a church and a community building that sets up at on the top of the hill?
Correct.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, it became a church then.
Right.
And now it's just sitting there. I want to have that thing taken care of one day and have it replenished and have architectural people come in and maybe get it paid for to refurbish it, because I think it's coming up on a Historical Society's buildings for the state of Missouri. It's coming close to that. And the building's worth having that done to it. I wouldn't like to see anything happen to that building.
We thank you for coming today. We apologize you had to wait so long
because
our other meeting ran over. But
I appreciate you hearing me. I hope this goes a little further. There's people listening, I'm sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, for your time. Dan, our next order of business is a purchase agreement for animal control facility floor repairs. And what we have in front of us is an agreement. And apparently this has gone through the bid process, and it lists the bid number, et cetera.
Motion for approval of this agreement between motion for approval of the agreement for the animal control facility floor repairs.
Second. Motion has been made and seconded to approve the purchase agreement for animal control facility floor repairs by and between Taney County and remodeling of the Ozarks.
Right.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next agendized item we have is an intergovernmental agreement between Cedar Creek Fire Protection District and Taney County. It has been signed by the fire district and before us today.
Motion for approval.
Motion and for approval has been made. I will second that motion. The motion is an intergovernmental agreement between Cedar Creek Fire Protection District and Taney County.
It's been reviewed and everything by the attorneys and
all
the counsel.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Next item of business is the HPRP Amendment Number 4. And I have a letter from Frank Cotty. Basically supports substance of form, but
is it an increased dollar amount?
He can't make an offer on the substance of changes. The above reference contract between the Missouri Department of Social Services and the County of Taney is hereby amended as follows. Number one, services provided under Amendment 2 and Amendment 3 shall end by June 30th, 2012. Invoices and supporting documentation for direct client services provided June 30th shall be submitted to state by July 10th. No direct client services beyond June 30th, 2012 will be reimbursed. If the state requires additional documentation to process an invoice, the contractor shall provide required documentation by July 12th, 2012, or the state may reject such invoice for payment. This amendment shall be effective from the date of award through June 30, 2012. So this is really a cleanup to the HPRP, or the Homelessness Prevention and Rapid Rehousing Program that we have.
Motion to approve Amendment 4 on the HPRP agreement, which ends today.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to approve HPRP contract amendment number 004 by and between the state of Missouri Department of Social Services and County of Taney. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. If I am not mistaken, that's our last order of business this morning, and we will meet as the Board of Equalization at 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Motion to adjourn for the day.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded that the Taney County Commission adjourn for the day. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. The motion carries.